77.
Well, Dave Rutherford dropped in about 20 minutes ago to talk about his program, which begins after the 9 o'clock news, as usual this morning. And we had a little chit-chat about this conservative leadership race. And for the first time, most Albertans will have a chance to actually see the eight wannabes in a public forum, in a debate sort of format. It'll be on television tonight on Global from 6:30 till 8. It will originate at McEwen Hall at the U of C, and there'll be a panel of media types asking questions of the eight conservative leadership candidates, and I would imagine this will attract a measure of interest from Albertans province-wide. The truly curious are following this, in many cases, on the Internet. So we're going to take a look at exactly what these people are setting themselves up as or putting themselves out to be on their websites. We'll take a look at leadership candidates and their websites as they might affect the vote. And we'll do that right after Tony King checks CHQR News headlines.
Southern Alberta's unquestioned leader in information programming. Keeping you up to date and entertained. The Morning News with Sterling Fox on AM 770 CHQR.
A Chinook inbound, but not quite here yet. We're holding steady at 0 degrees in downtown Calgary. Good morning. It's 7:47. We mentioned just moments ago that tonight is the televised leadership candidates debate from the U of C campus on Global, beginning at 6:30. We thought we'd ask Jeremy Hexham to join us this morning. Jeremy is a former constituency assistant for a local Calgary area MLA. He also worked with Stephen Harper during the Alliance years. He's a political science student at Athabasca University, easy for me to say, and a self-described political web junkie. Jeremy, good morning.
Good morning, Sterling.
Thanks for coming in. Now, talk to us a little bit about the recent U.S. election. They spent a record $2.5 billion, Jeremy, on advertising of all sorts. Presumably, some of that was spent on internet profiles for all of these candidates.
Right.
Did that matter to the U.S. voter? Is the outcome, can you connect the two dots?
Well, the jury's still actually out on this issue. It's more of there's that expectation that your candidate's going to have a website. 97% of those people who were running for Senate or Congress had a website, and if you were looking at the other positions that people were running for, it was more like 85%. If you look at the last Canadian federal election, 60% of candidates had websites, and if you take away the NDP and the Green Party, it goes more up to the 80% level. So there isn't, I mean, there's that expectation. Does it make a difference? Not directly, but, you know, people want to know you have a website. There's that expectation you're going to have a website.
Sure.
It doesn't mean you're actually going to have a good website or a bad website.
Okay, now Jeremy accepted this assignment from Susan and I here on the Morning News to scrutinize the websites of all eight Alberta conservative leadership candidates and give us a report card, if you will. So what have you got for us this morning, Jeremy?
Well, we have a couple of websites that are really great. That would be Jim Denning, Mark Norris, and Lyle Olberg have really good websites.
Okay.
You have a couple of websites that, you know, aren't bad. Ted Morton, Ed Stelmach, and Dave Hancock. And then you've got some not-so-good ones that are Victor Dirksen and Gary McPherson's websites are pretty poor.
Now, how did you rate that? Just in terms of information about the candidate that would matter to you, the voter?
Information, how it's set up, colors, if it's easy to read. Ed Stelmach has a nice website, but it's a very dark, it's a light blue with a light bluish white text, so it's very difficult to read. Very hard to find information. How many links are there? Mark Norris has put a little too much information on his website that could be, he's listed his entire campaign stuff, which is wonderful, but that could actually go under a Contact Us page,
right,
not on the main links page.
Now, you were saying that, we had just a few seconds to chat before we turned the mics on, and you were saying that on some of the websites, the information is not exactly factual. In fact, regarding tonight's debate, one of the candidates gave the wrong time on his website.
Yeah, Dave Hancock has the wrong time and the wrong information. But also, none of the there's only one candidate who's really pushing the fact it's a televised debate, and that's Ted Morton. The rest of them have barely mentioned mentioned anything about being televised. They give information on events, you know, this, and this is off to all events. They give the basic event saying that this event's going to happen, but they don't give you any phone numbers or any contact information where you can find out about this event. The debate tonight is televised.
Yes.
It's the only televised debate. It's on Global at 6:30. If you have a ticket, you have to have them ahead of time. You have to be there at 6:15. If you're late, you won't be allowed in.
Right. This is at McEwen Hall.
This is at McEwen Hall. And most of them don't even mention it. I mean, some of them make reference to the fact it's going to be televised, but they don't say whether it's going to be live or even if you can have a studio audience. And so, I mean, this information, I mean, if there's a lot of people out there who, I mean, we're political geeks and freaks, Sterling. We follow this information.
Yes,
there's a lot of people out there who...
just kind of casually interested.
Yeah, and this debate, they can't make it to other things, and
right.
So they want this information. And events are important, as is the website,
so,
the information.
We're out of time, but bottom line, would the candidates be said to be serving their constituency or potential constituents well, or reasonably, or barely?
Reasonably. Although I do want to mention one thing, two things about two websites. Jim Dinning has a brilliant strategy on his website where he's got it in other languages, and nobody else has done that.
Okay.
He's also put something on his website that deaf can actually listen to the website. So last night while I was cooking dinner, I was actually listening to his policies. The one other thing I want to mention is Victor Dirksen is the only one of the six who's elected member who not only has a leadership website, also has a constituency website. And I think that's brilliant in the fact that he's not only listening to his elected constituents, but he's also listening to the rest of Albertans.
All right, we're going to get you back in to talk about the federal liberal leadership
candidate
websites in a week or two, okay?
That'd be awesome.
Thanks for accepting this assignment so
candidly.
Jeremy Hexham, a self-described political web junkie on the Morning News at 7:52. We have